This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Thursday, October 30th. Fair Bluff Police worked with other agencies to raid two homes in the river town this morning. They arrested two alleged narcotics dealers and two wanted fugitives. Look for more on this story on our website. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at the Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julius Stevens, and Talis Bahrain all face unrelated murder charges. They allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 58, just after 8 a.m. Wednesday. Hammonds was arrested last week on drug trafficking charges. He sustained minor injuries, was treated at the jail. A mayoral candidate in Wyville is coming under scrutiny for a profanity-laced tirade against Wyville police. Brittany Payne posted a reel on Instagram in June saying that a patron at an area restaurant called Wyville police in an attempt to have Payne, her fiancé, and others arrested for drinking. Payne claimed the patron and police were practicing, quote, entrapment, end quote. We've reached out to Payne and Wyville police for more information. One of the worst areas of flooding in Wyville will see some major improvements beginning next year. Wyville City Manager Darren Curry told City Council on Tuesday that the state will replace two undersized culverts at Radio Station Road and U.S. 701 Business. They're also going to clear much of the area between GoGas and Hay Street for a large drainage improvement project. That announcement was made at the same meeting attended by angry residents and business owners who say the city isn't doing enough to control flooding. They called for more beaver dam removal, clearing of canals, and improvements to Soul Swamp. Council heard from more than a dozen residents and property owners affected by flooding. A 17-year-old suspect apparently shot himself at the Boys and Girls Home Monday night after allegedly stabbing his foster parents and killing them near Red Springs. The teen's name has not been released. Investigators said that he fled to Lake Waccamaw after killing Ted and Joanne Chavis in their home. The youth hid in the chapel at the home, where he was discovered by law enforcement. He had been a resident of the Boys and Girls Home. He later died at Columbus Regional. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Animal Protective Services will hold Nightmare on Paw Street this evening. It's a special Halloween adoption event at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and, of course, adoptable pets. Nothing scary about that in the least bit. Nightmare on Paw Street is from 7 to 9 p.m. It is 100% family-friendly. Call 910-641-3945 for more information. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Wyville. Events kick off tonight with the 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 to 9. Drop off for the Pecan Cooking Contest is from 6 to 7 at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more family fun, all sponsored by Wyville Police and Wyville Fire. There's a Halloween party at the depot for the grown-ups as well. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. Saturday. Registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 until noon. And on the main stage in the middle of downtown, Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Man, and the Painted Man will be performing throughout the day. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-260-5499. That's 800-260-5499. 800-260-5499.